Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1581. Have your holiday and eat it too. Embracing indulgence over the holidays, by Steph Wilberding of markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. Now, today's post is actually a perfect addition to what we were talking about on yesterday's episode. That was episode 1580. We were talking about how we may not be perfect with our eating, exercise, and stress management and sleep over the holidays, but that's okay. So today's article is a perfect complement to that discussion. And so before I give away the author's main point, let's get right to today's post and continue optimizing your life. Have your holiday and eat it too. Embracing indulgence over the holidays, by Steph Wilberding of markfisherfitness.com. While it may indeed be the most wonderful time of the year, I'm sure many of us have had the experience of looking back on December and saying, I completely lost my with food. Then we immediately look at January as the time to restrict, deprive, and get back on the wagon. What if we never fell off the wagon? The phrase get back on the wagon implies many things. It implies that we have no power over our own actions. It implies that there is an exact course we should be traveling along. It implies that we are not in charge of said wagon. My question for all of us is, what if we never fall off the wagon because we finally take the reins and get in the driver's seat? If you were driving this wagon for someone you love, would you drive it so recklessly that they would actually fall off? No. So how can we drive in such a way that we keep our own self safe and moving forward? Well, let's put it all out on the table right now. There are a ton of seasonal savories and sweets that are calling our name. And this is okay. Food is neither good nor bad. It's our relationship to it that holds the power. So let's take an example, shall we? Your holiday parties will likely have these attendees: sugar cookies, cheese dip, fudge, cheese ball, eggnog, Buckeyes. What's a Buckeye, you ask? Well, it's a candy made with peanut butter and fudge. Enough said. Now, what's wrong with these things? Nothing. Can we all identify their nutrition-less ingredients? Sure. But can't we also identify that they were made with love for the purpose of indulging and celebrating tradition? Sure. So when does an indulgence lead to guilt? Well, when it's no longer an indulgence. If we are driving the wagon and truly indulging, we will remember every sip, nibble, and bite. If we hop out of that seat and binge, we forget. We numb. Numbing equals forgetting. Indulging equals remembering. In an article titled Holidays with Grace, Janine Roth offers this insight. Quote, notice if what you want now from this holiday has to do with this year, or does it relate to a holiday celebration that happened or that you wish had happened 20 years ago? End quote. I think Roth brings up an interesting idea. How I celebrate now can be different from years past. Whether it was 30 years ago as a kid or last year, it can shift and grow as my relationship to food shifts and grows. If it's truly a tradition, how can I treat it with the time and attention it has earned, having been part of the celebration over the years? What do you really want? With this in mind, it made me think, what am I truly craving this year when I gather with my friends and family? Connection, laughter, joy, and yes, some treats. If the focus is only on what I get to eat, then I'm losing out on how I can connect, laugh, and celebrate. I have experienced this oh so many times. As the 1st of January approaches, I have an overwhelming sense of, man, I just ate my way through the last few weeks and feel like if we are in charge, in the driver's seat, we are responsible for going faster and for slowing down. We may choose to thrust those reins quickly and hurry right by a stop we didn't want to make. That stop may be an extra engagement that will add to an already exhausting week, or that stop may be a food choice that does not come from a place of empowerment. But if we are in charge of speeding up, then we are also in control of slowing down. We have the power to choose the exact time we stop, pull over, and hop out of the wagon, not off the wagon, and march right over to the decadent, indulgent moment and enjoy the crap out of it. Take some time to look ahead. During the hustle and bustle of the holidays, take things a few days at a time. Maybe there's a special gathering where the desire will be to park that wagon and walk into that place and celebrate with full glass and plate. How can you anchor the days before and after so that you remain in that driver's seat? Well, there are countless ways. Load up on those veggies during your non-indulgent days and meals. Get moving. Don't stop your workouts. Sleep. Drink water. And then, of course, when you are indulging, give those bites and sips the respect they've earned. That's empowerment. Eat it, drink it, walk back to the wagon, grab the reins, and carry on. Forward. You just listened to the post titled, Have Your Holiday and Eat It Too, Embracing Indulgence Over the Holidays by Steph Wilberding of markfisherfitness.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, do you happen to remember one of the main takeaways from my commentary from yesterday's episode? Yesterday, I said that when it comes to our healthy habits, it's all about progress, not perfection. It's so important. I'm going to repeat these main points here. If we get a little sidetracked with our lifestyle habits over the holidays, the most important thing is to get back on track as soon as possible. That way, when we look back on the holidays in a couple of months, we'll remember this time as just a tiny lapse in our healthy habit, a little blip on our path to our overall goals. Don't let the holidays lead to complete amnesia when it comes to our healthy habits. Otherwise, this little blip, this little lapse, can transform into a full-blown relapse into our old, not-so-healthy habits. And if we allow the relapse to continue, it may turn into a complete collapse where we've completely reverted back to our old, not-so-healthy habits and say, we give up, what's the point? Rather, enjoy the holidays with the acceptance that you will be back on track in no time. You will be on the wagon. You'll be back in the driver's seat. All right, that'll do it for today. I will be back tomorrow, Christmas Eve, for those of us that celebrate, for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely come back for that where your optimal life awaits.